Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
You are about to enter the hidden world of the Overlooked. Welcome to Now That's Not a Very Interesting Podcast, the weekly exploration of life's most utterly mundane minutiae. So, sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Welcome back to Now That's Not a Very Interesting Podcast, the podcast dedicated to analysing rules, organisation, and all the quiet systems that try to keep the world tidy. As always, I'm your host Craig Chapman, and today we are looking at the ultimate organiser, the dictionary. This big, heavy book isn't just a list of words. It's a long, noble, and ultimately failed attempt to put strict, permanent rules on something messy and uncontrollable language. We're analysing the dictionary purely as a giant filling project. Before the dictionary became common, language existed in a state of operational chaos. People spelled words however they felt like it. A common word, like though, might be spelled five different ways in the same document. This level of inconsistency meant that precise meaning was always questionable. If you were drawing up a legal contract or trying to conduct long-distance commerce, this was a disaster. The meaning of a word could be totally different from one town to the next, often depending on who was simply the loudest speaker. This made communication fundamentally unreliable. The world desperately needed a master list, one place where everyone agreed on the spelling and the definition. We needed one person to take on the enormous, repetitive job of collecting all the words and finally making up the rules. The biggest, most famous attempt to impose this order was Samuel Johnson's dictionary back in the 1700s. This wasn't a party, it was a massive, boring job of pure physical organisation. Johnson's goal was to lock the language down, to stop words from changing, and he had to do it without modern computing or symbol indexing tools. He spent 9 years meticulously collecting words, reading thousands of books, and manually writing down citations to show exactly how a word had been used. It was an enormous, thankless administrative task. But even his huge effort had a flaw: his personal opinion. He couldn't help putting in his own biases and jokes. For instance, he famously defined oats as a grain, which in England is generally given to horses, but in Scotland supports the people. It proved that even the most rigorous organisational project is contaminated by the inescapable presence of the human element. It was a huge amount of work, but still not flawless. Okay guys, let's take a quick moment of non-listening. Go grab a drink and maybe spend a minute trying to define the word giggle, and then consider how hard it is to write down the perfect definition. We'll return in a moment to discuss the dictionary's biggest enemy, time.
If you're looking for a drama,
podcast is where we
The dictionary's main weakness is that time keeps moving and new things keep happening. Language is not a frozen statue. It is a flowing river, constantly adding new words because technology changes, cultures shift, and new slang is constantly developed. The dictionary is a static list trying to hold a moving, fluid subject. This means that the printed dictionary starts getting outdated the second the ink dries, making its definitive claim fundamentally false. It's always trying to catch up to the new words people are actually using. This constant updating also introduces an economic inefficiency, the cost of continually correcting and reprinting these massive books. The modern online dictionary fixes the speed problem, allowing for instant updates. But it just creates a new one, endless updates. The list is never finished. The system exists in a state of continuous revision, proving that the original dream of permanent, unyielding rules for language was simply impossible. The only thing that is truly permanent is the fact that language will change. In conclusion, the dictionary is a magnificent piece of organizational effort, but it is ultimately a symbol of a losing battle. It's a tool designed to enforce rules on a system that refuses to be governed. Thank you so much for allowing me to document the structural necessity of this low interest, yet permanently incomplete reference book. As always, I'm Craig Chapman, and I hope this analysis has proved a sufficient level of low stakes information for your immediate needs.
This has been Now That's Not a Very Interesting Podcast. If you have a suggestion for an even more uninteresting subject or just want to say hello, you can reach us at nowthatsnotaveryinterestingpodcast@mail.com. Please also subscribe, leave a quick rating, and share it with a friend. We will return next week with another fascinatingly uninteresting subject.